Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Alani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, but on the road by our good buddy John Peters. How you doing, John? Pull up a car.
Ahoy, mateys. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, we're doing the drive-through version this week.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we got to do what we got to do. It gets a little hectic around here in the summer, so.
Yeah, you're working again. I had some personal issues this weekend, so we're trying to get a fast show in. It's 8:30 on, or 9 o'clock on Sunday night we're recording this. So the show probably won't get out till Monday. We apologize, but we wanted to get the weekly news in. I'm a stickler trying to get the show in, and John, the computer almost didn't let me. I had to update the computer like 5 times tonight. There was something going on with it.
Of course you did. It wouldn't be our show if you didn't have to update the computer.
Dude, it was crazy, dude. It kept telling me updates are incomplete. I have to redo them. It was really close to getting shot putted, buddy. You know, so. And you're sitting there telling me you're watching the fireworks out your rearview mirror as you're driving away from the park.
Yeah, I got off at 8:30, and I'm on the road now. I'm probably about 3 miles away from the Magic Kingdom, heading towards Windermere. And I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and there to go all the fireworks over the castle right behind me. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. My wife, I probably mentioned this on the show before, but we're talking about renting a house again that we rented last year, this year. I got a hold of them, and we're in talks of maybe doing it again. But one of the best parts of that trip, my wife was telling the story to one. The night I was out meeting you guys, I was out with you. Remember, I came by myself because we got in. Later,
yeah.
It was one of the nights I was with one of you guys, and she stayed at home, her mom, because it was a cold night. And the fireworks were going off, and my dog Presley was laying there watching them the whole time. And she said it was so adorable, we didn't know we could see the fireworks from the house. It was one of the first nights we were there. And the dog's over at the sliding glass doors just looking up and watching the fireworks, and they all go, what's going on? And here they walk over, and there they all went out on the back patio and watched them.
Especially the Magic Kingdom fireworks, the way they're so high over the castle, they have to be launched high to be over the castle anyway. So, yeah, they're visible from a good circular pattern around Orlando, or not Orlando, but the Magic Kingdom itself. So, yeah, you were on the Kissimmee side. I'm actually on the Windermere side, which is almost directly the other direction, but nonetheless, you can still see them, so.
Nah, they were really enjoying it. It was pretty cool to sit out on our back patio and watch the fireworks every night. It's not bad living, John.
Yeah, one of the neighborhoods I pass on the way in Windermere, once they have, you know how when you pass a new neighborhood, they have all the signs out that say, you know, pool and cabana, kids play area. So they have all of that, a dog park, and one of theirs is nightly shows, and it shows a bunch of fireworks. Yeah, go figure.
That's pretty cool. Hey, John, before we go, I made some shrimp tacos again today.
Hey, that sounds good.
Dude, they are so good. I make this slaw up that has red cabbage in it. I put in the food processor. I grind up some, cut it down to the red cabbage. I add a little bit of blood orange, like I cut a blood orange in half and put the orange juice, the juice from the orange in there. A little bit of lemon, a little bit of lime. The mangoes are so good this time of year. We dice up the mangoes. But in the slaw, I do the red cabbage. I do a little bit of blood orange, a little bit of lemon lime, a little bit of olive oil. And then in with it, I put the avocado. And it makes like it makes it like a it blends all in. Like I shred the avocado down to where it almost becomes a paste. But you want to talk about good, John. Then we dice up the mango, a little bit of jalapeno, and put in there. It is so good, dude.
I bet you got to pay for mangoes, don't you?
What's that?
I said, I bet you have to pay for mangoes, don't you?
Yes, I do, John. I don't live in Florida like you.
We have trees around here. Any job you go to, you go in and there's bags of mangoes. People pick them up and bring them in because they don't want them to go to waste. But yeah, it seems like mangoes have replaced citrus trees as the perennial tree around here. So yeah, mangoes are everywhere.
Now, to use, I this might be stupid, which usually stupid doesn't, even connect with me, but we'll try it anyway, because usually I don't, nothing I say is usually stupid, but we're going to go there anyway. Now, is avocados, do you guys grow avocados in Florida?
We can grow them, but they don't turn out very good.
Okay.
Yeah, California and that area has a lot better avocados, but yeah, we can grow them here.
Okay, I just didn't know. I know we can hear. So,
Yeah.
but I was just curious because of the weather down there. I didn't know if there was, because we buy, avocados is like the thing, right? I mean, they got avocados in, I think, Captain Crunch now, John.
Avocados and bacon are now the most popular items in the world, right?
Well, avocados and no, pumpkin spice. That's going to be coming out soon.
Oh, God, I can't stand pumpkin spice.
No, it's in everything, dude. It's. And then our buddy Dave Koch breaking my stone, sending the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party he went to. From the Mickey dudes, our buddy over there. Oh, and people were
I'm
complaining,
pretty
dude.
sure I might end up seeing quite a bit more.
Yeah, what was that?
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I might end up seeing a couple more Mickey's Not So Scary parties than he does. So, yeah,
Yeah.
not.
Yeah, would you leave it every night? But did you see the John, did you see the crowd of opening night of that?
No, I didn't.
I don't know why you would even go to it. There was complaints online that they're letting so many people in that the I mean, John, there was a line to get on the People Mover. I mean, like a line. Now, how is that even fair? I mean, it's to the point now where they're selling the parties out, the Halloween party, just like a regular park day.
Yeah, they're pumping them in there, especially on opening day. I mean, we went last year about 2 weeks after opening day, and it wasn't crowded at all. So, I mean, that's on you if you go on opening day. You know what you're getting into.
Yeah, but there still should be a limit. That's what makes it special. It doesn't make it special if you got as many people in there as when the park was open.
Yeah, but if you got to go opening day, they can sell the ticket. They're going to sell the ticket. So,
Yeah, well,
you got to.
I think it's a load of crap. But I will always think that. I think they take way too advantage. I mean, I hate to say that I'm happy that they're complaining about the crowds, that they stuck it to themselves with the crowds out at Galaxy Edge in Disneyland. They're saying nowhere near the amount of people they thought were going to be there. I guess so. You block out all your annual pass holders and everything else. I mean, what do you think? I mean, like basically they're sticking it to their most loyal customers, as we always talk about, John.
Well, they actually had annual pass hold previews out here. I don't know what they did in Disneyland, but yeah, we've got previews going on right now for annual pass holders.
Yeah, they put all kind of restrictions on, kind of like you guys, though. I mean, they let the annual pass holders in, but the Florida residents, they're blocking out, and they're blocking you guys out. They're not letting yous in. And there are blackouts of certain passes. Am I right or wrong, John?
I get free tickets.
What's
So I'm
that?
not going to complain about when I can go.
No,
So
but my
I
point
said,
is.
if I got a free ticket, I'm not going to complain about when I can go. I
But
mean,
my point is, there's certain passes that they block out.
Yeah. Well, if
So.
they block cast members out, I understand. I mean,
Yeah,
we're not paying for it.
no,
So.
but the point, well, you are paying for it because you don't make what you deserve. So I'll say you're paying for it, John. You deserve to make a hell of a lot more than you do. But that's just between me, you, and the lamppost. That's probably all who's listening right now. But yeah, they were way, way down on they said they were way down on attendance out at Galaxy's Edge and Disneyland. And I don't feel bad for them.
So, oh, they'll be all right. I don't think they're going to suffer too much.
No, but yeah, I was watching. I've seen almost everything. I've seen the crowds. I've seen the. There's already cast member videos up online of Galaxy's Edge. I will say it looks really nice.
Oh yeah, it's really cool. It's just, I don't know, like we talked about when, you know, after I went, it's not themed to any specific planet or anything, so that was my son's biggest problem. The ride was a little confusing, but yeah, it's a beautiful area, and the outdoor market is really cool, so yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's already videotape of the ride, John, and it looks good, but I think I'm going to like Flight of Passage more, but just by watching it.
Yeah, I'm going to like Smuggler's Run more just because I am so attached to the storyline and the characters. I mean, Flight of Passage is probably the coolest ride out there, but I couldn't give a rat's butt in the middle of July about the characters. I have no attachment whatsoever to anything from Avatar. So.
No, I hear you. The ride is what the ride is. It's like there's a lot of rides in Disney World that I have no attachment to where they came from, but I liked them. You know, Expedition Everest, you know. And I'll give a rat's butt about because they didn't do it right. But anyway, no, I'm watching all these videos. I've seen the droid. The land looks awesome. I think it'll be better to me because I don't know squat about it. You know what I'm saying? It'll just be impressive to me like Avatar Land was.
Yeah. You might just like it because of just the cool elements that they did do to it and stuff like that. So, you know, and I haven't had a chance to really walk around and look at, you know, I want to find some of that hidden detail that Disney does so well in certain areas, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of that stuff. So hopefully there is some. I'm sure there is some in the queue of Smuggler's Run and stuff that we just didn't have time to look at. But, you know, it'll be interesting to go back through a couple of times. So.
No, I'm interested in it. But, like, how can I say it? I'm more excited about just walking around the land than I am doing that ride.
Yeah, I understand that.
Just hanging out. I'm in no blazing hurry to get on that. I would rather honestly get on Flight of Passage again. I'm hoping they'll clean it up so I can go over there and get on that easier than it is waiting for to get on Smugglers.
No, there you go.
So how is Pirates treating you? What's your favorite part of that ride now? What's your favorite post to be on?
There's several that are interesting. There's a lot more safety conscience parts of this attraction than anything else I've done. So again, if any of our friends from the shows are coming out and see me and I can't stop, I apologize. I sincerely don't mean to offend you or be rude, but there's safety critical points here where I cannot take my eyes off of the boats, stuff like that, because people stand up in the middle of a moving boat, and you have to be prepared to stop the boat if that happens. So, you know, but there's certain other positions where I can certainly stop and say hi, and I'd love to get a picture with anybody that's out there. So, like, if you see me up front, anywhere outside, I'm good to go. Some of the inside positions, though, are safety critical, and I really can't do any. But my favorite right now is probably Merge. That's where the Fast Pass and the standby line come together.
Okay.
Because it's so quick paced. There's so much going on at one time. So yeah, there's a couple of positions like that where you get there and before you know it, you're getting bumped out of it and moved on to the next rotation. So I like that stuff. So
it's not how many four aisle three, how many two aisle three, aisle four.
That's what I did for the last hour of my shift.
Of your shift tonight?
So, yeah. I got you on that one.
Yeah,
last hour I did that. So.
And just so all of our listeners know, please, guys, don't be upset with us. I'm just trying to get a show out tonight, and John's driving home. If I had to wait for John to get home, we wouldn't start recording to what, 11 o'clock, John?
10:45, something like that.
So if John goes in and out, I'm going to continue talking because I know exactly what the knucklehead's probably going to say after as many hours as we've talked on this show. Right, Johnny?
Yeah, probably.
You know, you're usually 80% agree with me, 20% you don't. And that's usually the 20% of the time when you're usually wrong. But, oh, John. So where are you at now, Johnny? I lost you for a second, John. Where are you at now?
Oh, I'm meandering my way there. I still got quite a while to go before I should be out totally out of range, but probably about 40 minutes.
Okay. So anyway, we just covered Daniel Passholder preview. I've seen them. Like I said, there's videos all over the YouTube. So if you guys want to see it like I do, I watch all the videos ahead of time because they never do the it justice. It's, you know, so you can watch it and still be impressed when you get there. Do you agree with me on that, John?
No. There's not a whole lot of spoiler elements there. So. You know, I think I said one of the things I was real impressed with, or I was a little disappointed with, was there's no big reveal. You know, it's really cool standing there and look at the Millennium Falcon, but you kind of see it off from the distance as you get towards it. So it's not like you turn a corner and there it is. So that's what I was kind of looking for. But so you're not going to ruin anything by watching a video, I don't think. So.
That just sounded like a speedboat went by you, John. You out on the ocean?
That was one of those
crotch rockets.
Knuckleheads.
That used to be me, John.
God bless it.
Yeah, I used to be one of those idiots.
I bet your wife doesn't let you look at those now. So.
Before my mother passed away, because I used to race cycles as a kid, and I used to jump the expressway and land in the medium strip, all that fun stuff. Before my mother passed away, she made my wife promise that she'd never let me have a cycle again.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I got pulled over for doing 145 mile an hour on one of them with no helmet on. So, yeah, back in the days when I was dumb, John.
Well, 150 was out of reach?
Yeah, it was. he clocked me before I got to it, Johnny.
I can't believe you pulled over going that fast.
Nah, I see, that's where I'm even though I'm an idiot, I still pay attention to the rules. You know, I got out of more tickets. It was actually a friend of my father, so I got out of that one too. But even with my Trans Am, I got out of tickets because if I seen a cop go by the other way and if he tapped his brake lights, I would pull over and wait for him. And when they come up, they go, "You knew." I said, "Yeah, the car just rides so nice. I didn't even realize I was going that fast." But just deal. And you would get away with it. But if you tried to sneak and act stupid, that's when they give it to you. I would just be honest, and most of the time I got away with it. But anyway, speaking of honest, I'm not happy about this. Another Halloween. I'm happy about the new updates at Halloween. It's just the Halloween parties the way they start now. But the Mickey's Beauty You Halloween Parade has some updates for 2019. It has the spectral bride who glides among the waltzing spirits in the new Tomorrowland until units starring The Incredibles and Buzz Lightyear. That's pretty cool. I like The Incredibles and Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, that's I've heard some new stuff with some of the cast members that were able to see the previews the other night, that everybody was pretty impressed with the parades, the new elements and stuff.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you're going to be, you'll be out to hang out afterwards a couple nights maybe and check it out, won't you?
If I can find the proper area where I'm not really supposed to go home just yet, but maybe I can sneak over.
Yeah, I hear
you. That thing.
Then they have the Disney Not-So-Spooky Spectacular debuts at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Some people like the old one better. Some people like the new. That's how it always is with the fireworks, John.
Oh yeah, once upon a, what's the new one? Happily Ever After, or yeah. Do you or like Wishes? You know, I mean, nobody's happy, so
no,
it is what it is.
I'll tell you what's pretty cool looking is, and we're gonna be expediting through this. We're trying to make it an hour Sunday show, so. The concept art for the new Tri-Circle D Ranch at Disney's Fort Wilderness. That looks really nice, John.
And I haven't had a chance to look at that, but since you brought it up, let me, and I don't know when I'm going to lose signal, but I wanted to make sure to mention it. The wedding I went to on Monday was probably one of the funnest times I've ever had at Walt Disney World. I went to a wedding in the morning between Sean and Stuart Lawson Lee, two really, really nice guys, and they're from England. Their whole family was over here, and me and Lisa ended up getting invited to the wedding. We went to that, then we went to the Hoopty Doo over at Fort Wilderness.
Now, wait, real quick. How did you meet them? Was it because of the show?
Facebook groups.
Okay.
My DizDad group that I'm a part of, I've been a part of for like 7 years now or something like that.
Okay.
And we have meetups every once in a while out at Disney, and I met Paul and his wife, Joanne, a couple of years ago. And then their son, Stuart, he was a college program kid, and he worked in the UK pavilion for a year. And so all the Diz dads that were part of that group, they all would get a picture with him just because they were, you know, somebody else's son. So it was really cool. And he became a real close friend to a lot of the Diz dads. And then I've met him a couple of times, and then he ended up inviting us to the wedding. So.
And so you went to Hoop-Dee-Doo Review for the first time. You had a great time, you said?
Oh, it was spectacular. It was so much fun. And if you like the Jungle Cruise with 50s Primetime thrown in, you would like Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. So, but you have to be that type of person. If you don't like corny jokes, you're not going to get a kick out of it. So.
No, my wife likes corny jokes. She married me.
You are a corny joke.
Ain't I, though? You're always so mean to me, John. I never have nothing bad to say about you, and you always pick on me.
I do. But, yeah, if you and Brenda went to it, you would want to go sit upstairs, Doug. You wouldn't want to be on the floor because people get picked to do stuff on the floor. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. It looks really good, the new Circle D Ranch at the Fort Wilderness Resort. Horses from both the Pony Farm and the Tricycle D Ranch will have new barns and updated outer spaces starting August 19, 2019, which is tomorrow. The draft horse barn and the Pony Farm will temporarily be inaccessible to guests until the new barns debut in 2020. That'll be in the spring. Guests can still enjoy pony rides at the Trail Blaze Corral near the campground entrance. And the resort's trail rides and carriage rides will continue to operate as normal. But the new barn and all area really looks beautiful.
You know, that makes a lot of sense now because we were at the buses waiting for the bus, and there was a big barn there, and then there's another one by Pioneer Hall all the way back in the resort. And we couldn't figure out why there was two different areas. So
okay.
Now I guess we know. There's a brand new one. So.
Well, speaking of brand new something, John, the new Midday Magic ticket's now available at Walt Disney World. I had people online talking about this like they said it, and I follow them all the time. Dude, we've said this the longest, and I pissed and moaned about this the longest. Tell me I haven't been saying this for years now, John.
I believe you might have predicted this quite a while ago.
Yeah. So anyway, Walt Disney World launching a new Midday Magic ticket allowing access to parks after 12 p.m. I mean, if we come down in this spring trip like I'm thinking about doing, this might work for my wife and my mother-in-law and them because I fight them to get them out of the house anyway.
You are absolutely right, Doug. My sister-in-law that was just down here, if we had to buy her tickets, yeah, this would be the way I go because they cannot get up. They can't get up before 9 o'clock in the morning, and then it takes them an hour and a half to even have a cup of coffee. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything, but maybe these are people that never actually had a legitimate work job in their life, so they don't know how to get up and get going.
Yeah. Well, my wife's up
I know your wife's different.
No, but, she's up at 4:30 every day, and so is my sister-in-law. My wife, when she's on vacation, don't want to have to leave early. Like, she don't mind doing 8 or 9 o'clock or whatever, but, like, maybe we could do something like 9:30, 10 o'clock, breakfast at the Wave or something like this, and just meander into the park. This way you're not worried about losing the morning, because that's what ends up happening. I'm like, I mean, I enjoy doing breakfast and everything, but if you do that, then you don't get in the park till late, and you feel like you're wasting money. Well, this might work if you want to do that. So, Anyway, the ticket comes in various options between 2 and 4 days in duration as priced by date. Example price: a midday ticket admission after 12 p.m. at 14 theme parks for $168 for a two-day ticket. A midday ticket with park hopper option, admission 12 p.m. to four parks with park hopping option, $230 for a two-day ticket. So I don't know if that's that much of a savings, John. $230 for a two-day ticket?
Yeah, I don't know what a park hopper is right now. Do you?
I think it's. I should, but I it changes. It's in this. It's the $60 to $70 range. In that range, it's like $65, $70.
Okay.
And a midday magic ticket with Park Hopper Plus option, admission after 12 p.m. to four parks with hopping ability and water parks, Oak Trail Golf and Mini Golf, $250 for a two-day ticket. So I mean that's still not cheap. I mean the yeah. $160 for a two-day ticket if you don't do Park Hopper, if you're just going to do, each park individually wouldn't be bad, but it's $80 a day, but I mean, if you buy a 5-day Magic Your Way ticket, it gets cheaper than that. Or a 6-day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you heard my wife's response to this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't care. Hell, the World Showcase don't open until 11 anyway, so she'd be good.
Nah, I hear you, Johnny. It just, you'd think it would be more of a break. You follow me, it would be cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised. Actually, I'm really kind of surprised they're doing this anyway, because anybody that goes to the parks knows that the busiest hours are like from 10:30 to 11:30. So there's a lot of people that are going to, if they're paying attention, are going to take advantage of this that would be normally buying a one-day ticket. So I don't know. I'm kind of surprised, actually.
Yeah, it saves you that way, John, but it's really for the whole deal, you're not saving a ton. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to buy a week ticket, if you're going for the week, you're not saving. You're better off buying the week ticket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This would be great, actually, though, for somebody who's down going to the beach or something like that and just wants 2 days over here, maybe the Magic Kingdom and Epcot or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. It just, our buddy Pat will be upset at this at the Mickey Dudes. I mean, I know anything that closes at the Poly will upset him. Disney Spirits of Aloha Dinner Show at the Poly Village Resort closing for short refurbishment in early 2020. The dinner show will be closed brief refurbishment in January 2020. It'll be closing January 19th through the 27th and show resuming on January 28th, 2020. So if you want to see the luau, you're not going to be able to go for that week. What else we have, John? The Allman Betts Band redraws from the To The Beat concert.
Oh, you're going to miss that.
Oh, yeah, I'm crying. I got to reschedule my trip. Astro Orbiter refurbishment extended, John?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't even know why they're refurbing it or what they're doing on it, so
they're probably repainting it or something. They're doing a lot of stuff in Tomorrowland, so it seems like I think they're probably painting it or something. So
yeah. Well, they had just done the wall and People Mover and Carousel of Progress a year or so ago. So.
Well, they plan on, it was supposed to open in July, and now it's not going to open until like September 20th. So. What else do we have here, Johnny? Oh, we got our fantasy draft. We got 14 team league this year, John. That's going to be a tough one. Carmen, we're doing this little segment for you, Carm. The football segment. I'm surprised Carmen on the Adventures of Peas and Carrots, her and Brian don't do like a fantasy football draft on that. What do you think, John?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But anyway,
I don't think they'd enjoy it a whole lot.
Who got the first pick this year, John? Do you remember? I know I'm 10th.
Yeah, my son has the second pick. It's one of the new guys. I think it might be, is it Evan?
Yeah, I think it is Evan, yeah. I guarantee that New Englander snuck down to Florida and cheated somehow and rigged the picking on the machine.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, you know, all the Patriot fans we can get in there, the better, you know, because they'll just take all the Patriots, and then that way...
Yeah, I hear you.
The rest of the league will be ours. So.
What else we have here? But no, I'm looking forward to that this year. 14 teams makes it... You know, there's going to be a ton of backups picked.
Yeah, I think so. But I think it'll be a lot of fun, and... Oh, everybody left along pretty well. It was a lot of fun teasing and heck.
No, it was. There was a lot of banner back and forth, John.
This year, and hopefully. Yeah, and that's what makes it fun. Everybody here gets along pretty well. So, and I've played leagues before where you don't know the other people, so you really can't razz them or anything. So, but this one, I think we all pretty much know. At least we have online friendships with each other and stuff like that. So it should be fun. So.
Yeah, I think you and Lisa argued the most in the whole league, so. Did you hear me, John?
Sounds all right.
Breakfast revamped. Rondo's morning wrap at Rondo's Roasters in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disney Hollywood Studios. They got some kind of wrap with a, it looks like a sausage. Did you see that when you were there, John?
No, I was there in the afternoon, so breakfast was done by that time. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to go over this, trying to see what the heck it is. The Outpost looks pretty cool, though. Yeah, they have a Rondo's Wrap. It's with scrambled eggs, grilled pork sausage, shredded cheddar, peppercorn sauce wrapped in a pita bread. How much do you think that is, John?
I'm going to think it was $8.99.
Try $12.49. It's a pretty big sausage, though.
Yeah,
but.
I noticed that all. Everything is there. Everything in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is expensive, even by Disney standards. So.
Yeah, they have a bunch of different drinks here. There's a lot of specialty drinks. You know, limeade with raspberry and spicy mango and $5.49. They got all kind of watermelon drinks. There's a lot of fruit drinks in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. There's a lot of drinks all together over there. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but the Outpost looks pretty nice. It looks cool.
Yeah, it was that and the Droid Factory. We were probably, that was like the second and third favorite of walking around that area. So
your son's still a little bummed on how the land was.
Yeah, I don't know. He's looking for indoor or off or something. So.
Yeah, he'll be happy, though, if he gets one of those damn droids eventually.
Yes, he will.
Here you go for Judith, our friend Judith. They got new Star Wars Spirit jerseys, John. I keep losing you, Johnny. Our connection's getting bad now.
I want one of those, too.
Yeah, well, I lost you real quick. I said our connection's getting bad. What about the Spirit jersey, John, did you say?
They have a food and wine one this year, too, for her.
Well, you'll be getting that, I have a funny feeling.
Yeah, either that or they're coming down, I think, in November, so maybe they'll make it in time. So.
Yeah, well, I know you're looking forward to seeing them. But they got all kind of things.
Absolutely.
Going. They got a new peanut butter and chocolate goofy cupcake at the beach club. Figure that out, John, another cupcake.
That's all they do is new cupcakes.
Yeah, so... I mean, that's all the major news this week. I mean, they got a bunch of stuff coming out with the Skyliners. Have you heard anything about them opening, John?
I know it's sometime this fall, and I'm keeping an eye out for cast member previews because I want to go ride one just the same way I did. So as soon as I hear something, I'll let you know. But no, I haven't heard anything specific yet.
All right, well, keep us posted on that, John. I don't really see anything else. Hollywood Studios, Skyliner Wall Progress. They're talking about Galaxy's Edge previews, new merchandise. They got all new kind of Star Wars merchandise. But for the most part, John, that's about it.
Yeah. Not a whole lot going on this week.
No, and we could get even deeper, but we just wanted to get a quick show in. I'm glad you're enjoying it over Pirates. When you're going to put your when do you get to put your other request in?
I'm on the wait list for the riverboat.
There you go. That's one I would have picked, John. That'll be awesome. The riverboat and Hall of Presidents, I'm in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I can't wait to come down and see you on those rides, John, seeing the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot, what would you say, stricter, more, it's the Magic Kingdom. I mean, no matter how crowded it is or, you know, whatever, this is Walt's envisionment of a park. So, you know, I mean, it's a big deal to work there. And I love Animal Kingdom and Epcot and Hollywood Studios, but I'm in the major leagues now. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, there's a video on right now, and it has Scrubby Johnny at the end, but I have Walt Disney World videos streaming on YouTube, and they're actually going through Pirates now. And I'll be honest with you, dude, no matter how many times I ride through Pirates, I still love it, man. I'll never stop loving that ride.
Oh, it's a great attraction. I get to ride it almost every day now, so that's pretty cool. So.
Nah, that's awesome. I just love looking at the different animatronics, and it's amazing how they all still work. And it's funny, though, how all the animals are my favorites on that. I like the dogs, the pigs, the cats, all, you know what I'm saying, all them animatronics.
Yep. Yep. So. I don't know that one of the backstage areas, you walk past the tool table, and there's just like six chickens, and they're all working on the chickens back there, the animatronic chickens. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
So, but anyway, John, I'm going to let you go. Sorry, guys, for the abbreviated show this week. You be safe driving, John. It was fun doing a remote driving show with you.
I guess so.
And we'll get your schedule, and hopefully next weekend we can have a better time slot, Johnny.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
So, be careful, everybody out there. Be kind to one another. Please, guys, head over to iTunes, leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. Say goodbye, John.
Welcome ashore, mateys. Gather your treasures and watch your step as you exit the boat.
There you go, Johnny. Be good.
All right, bye-bye, folks.
Bye. That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.